Thank you, Donna. Thank you, everyone, for showing up this morning. So this paper is motivated by the fact that I know I was reading about irrigation and nationwide, and I noticed that in maybe two decades ago, people switched from less efficient irrigation systems to more efficient irrigation systems, particularly center pivot. So I wondered, why haven't people switched from center pivot to more efficient irrigation methods now, right? Namely, sub-drip irrigation systems. As everyone knows here, the economies of the Texas South Plains are water dependent. 95% of it is for crop irrigation. 60% of the state's total crop comes from that area. The TSP plants on average about 3 million plus acres per year, and together with the High Plains is 1/4 of the nation's output. Rain's an issue. So irrigation, it's an important thing. Some literature that kind of, you know, informed me as to why we might not be adopting SDI, and that is that it's not necessarily an economically attractive option relative to center pivot, and particularly LIPA. But people have found that SDI, if you kind of shrink the size of the field and take into account that the system has a life, is sensitive to this lifespan, then it does have it does kind of have an advantage there and makes it economically viable. So the premise behind this is quite simple, right? I'm using data from the Texas Alliance of Water Conservation for 11 years and only using cotton. There's 40 participating growers, 9 counties, most of them in two. 206 observations. Most of the observations are used center pivot observations of fields for irrigation. And the variables, right now this is at a very beginning stage. The variables are yield per acre, rainfall, and applied irrigation systems. So just to give you an idea, these are the two counties where most of the fields are located, Hale and Floyd. And to give you even a better sense, that's where the Texas South Plains are, and that's where most of the fields are in those two counties. So a summary statistic as far as my sample, if you look at the people that use center pivot irrigation systems, then there's yields of pounds per acre and the acres planted, and as you would expect, the yields tend to be higher from, you know, when you look at SDI versus center pivot, and higher if you look at center pivot versus, and I'm kind of going quickly through this, maybe you might not be able to see this, but so the differences in yield between center pivot and like furrow or dry land are also as expected. So the premise behind this paper is quite simple. It's I'm actually looking at comparing two different methods of estimation to look at the differences between using, for example, sub-drip irrigation systems and like center pivot and others. Normally we use OLS, and OLS estimation has basically shown that if you use SDI, sub-drip, versus the others, you get a higher yield per acre, right? But again, not many people relative to the center pivot are using those SDI in the area. So I want to use something called propensity score matching. And propensity score matching, how many of you guys are familiar with propensity score matching? So, I mean, it's quite, I found it quite interesting. And that would just simply mean is that because with OLS, we're not really using, like, we would optimally want to use kind of an experimental setting where you can randomly assign right treatment. So let's imagine that you could have all these fields that are planted with cotton using that are identical in every way, except the only thing that you're changing is the irrigation system, right? In that case, you could figure out that the differences in yields are totally attributed to the irrigation system, right? Pretty straightforward. Well, we can't necessarily do that when we do economics because we can't randomly assign treatment. So propensity score matching is taking treated units and untreated units and trying to match them, similar treated units with similar untreated units, and essentially trying to say that, well, now we just can randomly assign treatment, and all we can say is that if there's a difference in yield, it's attributed to the irrigation system. Now, you're doing a lot of kung fu and jujitsu here to be able to say that, but my kind of little catch right here is that because most of my fields in my sample are in Lloyd and Floyd County, so geographically very close together, I'm going to say that I can make the assumption that all of these variables that would differ, for example, like tilling practices, natural events that might cause differences like the weather, all these different things are the same. The only thing that is really significant that's kind of affecting one field versus the other is going to be the irrigation system, right? So that's the major big thing here that I'm assuming, right? So with propensity score matching, depending on your data, you could use nearest neighbor matching. So geographically, you could say, I'm going to match this field with the nearest similar like field. Or you could use like a weighted system where you might take the three nearest fields, right, and then match relative to that. So that's kind of the basic idea and kind of what motivates this, right? And so the whole thing would be is like, okay, if I use matching versus OLS, do I observe any significant differences in the estimates? So if OLS tells me, so one thing that we want to do is that in order to see if we can actually use propensity score matching is that you want to look and see if the distribution of the variables that you're comparing here are kind of overlapping. And so, what are the differences in distributions between your treated and untreated units? And so these graphs just kind of show you one little visual test, right, where the red is the treated and the blue is the untreated, right? So if these kind of are like matching or overlapping pretty good, then you can kind of say, okay, I can kind of run with this matching technique and see if I can use it, right? So with these, I'm just giving you an idea. This would be using the entire data sample and comparing the treated versus the untreated and the distributions, right? And then this is just SDI and center pivot, and this is SDI and LIPA, which ultimately is like the most efficient center pivot irrigation technique. So looking at these, it wasn't so bad. And again, this is very preliminary. It wasn't so bad, and so it kind of says, okay, go ahead and try and see what happens. So to save you, because I got only 15 minutes, the results and what I got was basically that I noticed that if I use all the sample data, I have a difference, which is pretty good, between matching and OLS, between 170 pounds per acre, 173 and 294 pounds per acre. And then a different scenario where I just compare center pivot systems with SDI also has a difference. And then if I just look at OLS and matching, if I only look at LIPA and SDI, those two more efficient systems, then I also notice a difference. But as opposed to the first two scenarios, I actually noticed that in scenario three, matching is underestimating versus OLS, right? So I found that to be quite interesting for the reason that the case made against SDI, as far as like from an academic standpoint, why it's not being adopted is because the cost of adopting a system does not outweigh the benefits, right? And so in here, if matching does, for lack of better words, a better job at estimating, then maybe that would be significant enough to say, well, maybe the benefits do outweigh the cost, right? So again, this is very preliminary. I don't have the most up-to-date data. Like, I don't have 2017 or 2018 data, so maybe that changes the results a little bit, and so this has to be refined, and I have to do a lot more work. But these are kind of the preliminary results. I do have the actual results here, but it might be difficult to see, so I just summarized it here. So that's basically the idea behind all this, is that I do think that maybe propensity score matching, again, because of that, because trying to mimic that random assignment, and maybe perhaps it's a better identification strategy, could maybe create, reveal something interesting here. So if you guys have any questions or suggestions, I'd be more than happy to take them. Again, this is at a very early stage, and this is also motivating another project or a second part of my project, which is trying to answer that question. It's like, we can always create theories and come up with stories as to why we don't see, like, maybe farmers adopting a particular irrigation technique. But in reality, you would have to go to each one of them and say, like, hey, why are you not using this versus that, right? And so my overall project is trying to get to that and saying, like, why are people behaving in a particular way, right? So even if I got a very, good result here and in matching showed that, we're underestimating the returns to the irrigation technique, then it still doesn't get at the heart of the fact that that's not what we're seeing. Hopefully that makes sense to you guys. So thank you. Any questions? Okay, so in scenario two, I was basically the question with this is like, how do I, and that's why I found propensity score matching interesting, is that how do I take in the same field in an alternate dimension and used SDI as opposed to a center pivot system, right? So center pivot here just means I just look at MISA, LIPA, and just the center pivot data and compared it to the ones that used SDI. And I say, in an alternate dimension, same field, just different irrigation system, this is what the difference in yield would have been, right? Which I think is what we would all want to be able to say, right? It's just getting a counterfactual. It's like, had I not had that cup of coffee, would I be less jittery right now, right, and wired? Everything else equal. And so that's basically saying that that in that case, we would have gotten 204 pounds per acre versus 127 pounds per acre, which just based on that number, then, you know, maybe that makes a case for SDI. Maybe someone should be using sub-drip irrigation versus the center pivot system, right? You'd have to do the math as far as cost and look at and do the numbers, but it might be significant enough to just kind of get you curious, where OLS studies, the difference is not that, you know, you could, the difference is not really that significant. And so you could basically say, yeah, it might be great, but you're still not justifying the cost associated with putting in place a sub-drip irrigation system. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Can you tell me what the average percentage increase
in yield of real the difference would have been here percentage-wise? I mean, I can't tell you off the top of my head. I mean, it was pretty significant. I mean, this is almost a doubling in yield, if that's what you were getting at.
Well, so the 204 pounds, you had 1,300 pounds?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Correct. Okay, I got you. Yeah. So yes, again, this is very, very early results, and I mean, I'm looking forward to being able to get like the most up-to-date data. When I first had the idea, just because I was starting to learn and be exposed to what I guess these kinds of like propensity score matching and diff and diff and all these different techniques, right? Which I felt were maybe not just because they were kind of sexy, but also just because I really feel that. That they kind of get at what we're trying to get at, right? Which is like, had this field used a different irrigation technique, all else equal, what would have happened, right? And OLS is very, ultimately the criticism would be that OLS is very form dependent. Like you have to pick for example, if it's linear, right? But what if your parametric form, what if it should have been quadratic, right? The functional form that you pick, it's very dependent on that. So if you get it wrong, then, you know, what happens? So with matching, you're trying to get rid of that, or trying to get around that, right?
So the interesting thing, though, to your question, sure, that you're trying to raise, is, so if you look at the last one, that whole time you had a bunch of data, at the subsequent years, basically says that we're overestimating the impact of SDI versus LIPA, 194 pounds versus 167 pounds. That may explain why people don't.
Correct, yeah. Sure,
certainly if that kind of follows the logic of what most farmers are saying is, well, the SDI doesn't really generate enough, and so that there you have that OLS at 194 and matching 167, maybe the farmers are smarter than we are.
I mean, I've never doubted. I don't ever question that. I'm trying to it's always interesting. This is a good exercise, but ultimately, what you see in the real world, how humans act, right? Based on all the variables that are being applied to them, that's what really matters. We're just trying to figure out, you know, how to explain that. Perhaps you have a suggestion as to far as the story. You know, I kind of jump right in and kind of say, this is what I'm doing. But maybe I don't feel like I necessarily have a good way to kind of introduce the story or like say, hey, this is what I'm doing, right? Even though when the next step of this, which is like another part of something that I'm working on, I think kind of brings it together. But ultimately, this is what it's getting at. It's like, why do we see what we see versus what, you know, what we think we would want, right? Which is like the most efficient irrigation system. Although we all know that after center pivot got adopted, people used more water, not less, right? So maybe we don't want them to adopt a more efficient irrigation system. So, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.